It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No Victor Crest allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7240. 7243. I took a bathroom break. When I came back, you have to retrain me. Next segment, we're going to talk to a longtime Democratic lawmaker who's in the New York State Assembly for 36 years. He is a Democrat, still a Democrat. He's now founded an organization called Americans Against Anti-Semitism. We're going to talk to him about a number of things, including his lawsuit against AOC. You see, he filed a lawsuit against AOC after the Court of Appeals ruled that President Donald Trump could not block people from Twitter because it's really a public account. He uses it to disseminate policy, so you really can't call it personal. Besides, he's an elected official, yada, blah, etc. So he's wondering, why can't the same thing apply to AOC, who blocked him for unspecified reasons? We're also going to talk about the fact that Israel has banned Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from entering the country after President Trump suggested that they ought not be allowed in the country given their, in his opinion, hatred towards Jews and towards Israel. We're also going to talk about the principal in Florida who, in response to an inquiry from an unnamed parent who asked, how is the Holocaust taught at your school? He writes back to her and says, well, you know, I don't take a position on it because a lot of people feel that it didn't really happen, and so I'm kind of neutral on that. Some of our parents have a different point of view, so we kind of stay out of that. The letter became public. Principal got hammered and has now been reassigned. You don't fire anybody that worked for the government. You reassign them. Also, turns out that virtually nobody in AOC's district, inside her district, has donated to her reelection campaign. She's got a lot of money. Almost all of it comes outside her district, and it looks like she's not particularly popular within her district. We'll talk to the former New York lawmaker about all of this next hour. Also, John Lewis, the civil rights hero who is still in Congress, who marched with MLK, he was a co-sponsor in the pro-BDS legislation, pro-BDS resolution that both Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have pronounced anti-Semitic. But you have two sponsors. I think Bernie Sanders even was a co-sponsor as well. And John Lewis. We'll talk to a longtime former New York assemblyman about all of this in just a few minutes. 888-971-SAGE. Back to Stephen King. Here again is what he said.
All right, I held ground on principle. Maybe we could have gotten that to the floor if I compromised. It wasn't going to move through the Senate anyway, but we still stand on these principles alive. And since then, I started to think, we know the reason.
Now he's talking about legislation that he supported that would not have exceptions for rape and for incest. And he's explaining to these constituents why he supported that legislation. That's what this is all about. The context matters. And, of course, the headlines don't have any of all of this. He was talking about legislation he proposed and why he proposed legislation that did not have amendments, exceptions for rape and for incest.
Why we don't accept exceptions for the most of us for rape and incest, because it's not the baby's fault. But there's another thing. I started to wonder about this. What if it was okay, and what if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out that were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that, considering all the wars and all the rape and pillage that's taken place and whatever happened in culture after society? I know I can't certify that they're not part of a product of that. And I'd like to think every one of the lives of us are as precious as any other life. And that's our measure. Human life cannot be measured. It is the measure itself against which all things are weighed.
And again, here is what Republican Mia Love, now a contributor on CNN, said about his remarks.
Think about what he said. He's pretty much saying that we needed to have rape and incest in order to populate the United States. I mean, that is exactly what he's saying. Not only does he lack the ability to even make policy decisions at all, but he doesn't even have the ability to know what to say, when to say it. I mean, these are things that are in his mind, and it's manifested into his words. And I'm telling you, what ends up happening is it manifests itself into your actions, and that becomes your legacy.
Steve King is a Catholic, standard Catholic position. As to how many of us would be here if it weren't for rape and incest, I have no idea what he's talking about, certainly the idea that many of us wouldn't be here, who the hell knows? My suspicion is those of us who are products or descendants of products of rape and incest is probably a very small percentage. But that wasn't what he was talking about. He was talking about why he did not want exceptions for rape and for incest. And the same people that gave Don Lemon all sorts of latitude when he compared Trump to Hitler. I shouldn't have said it. I was inartful. Same people that gave all this latitude to Harris and Warren for saying Michael Brown was murdered. Well, she meant the term the way my mother would use the term. Oh, that's murder. She didn't really mean it that way. No latitude for Elder. No latitude for Donald Trump. He said both sides in Charlottesville. No, he didn't. Yeah, he did. He said both sides. These people are absolutely insane. 888-971-SAGE. Dusty is in Dallas, Texas. Dusty, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Larry. Hey, I've got to tell you, the people who are products of rape and incest, you're not going back far enough. If you go back to the time of Attila the Hun and Genghis Khan and all the way through the Bible, and then you multiply that all the way through now, the people who are products of incest and rape are billions. Rape used to be a common practice when the Huns or Genghis Khan took over a village. Rape or incest was prevalent enough when it had to be put into the Bible that a man should not lay with his own daughter. You go all the way back through then and you multiply it till now. For everyone who has had anything in their history, we're talking billions.
Well, Dusty, I'd love for somebody to do some sort of study. Maybe I'll look around. Maybe somebody has. Over the years, how many of us are descendants of rape or of incest? I have no idea. Again, Dusty, thank you for that. But the point is, Stephen King was not saying, quote, we need rape and incest to populate America, which is Mia Love's interpretation of what he said. Gilbert is in Mesquite, Texas. Gilbert, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Yeah, he pretty much said what I was going to say, Larry. Adam and Eve were the first man and woman. They had children. When Adam and Eve died, their children had incest, and that's why we are all here. It's no big deal nowadays for as far as what happened in the Bible a long, long time ago. So why bring it up?
Gilbert, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Al is in Angus, Texas. Al, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. Yeah, basically what they were saying about after Adam and Eve, every grandchild they had would have been a product of incest, so that's all of us after that. Mm-hmm. But also, if you listen to the whole thing that Steve King said, the whole point was life is sacred. Didn't she hear any of that part?
No, of course she didn't hear that part. She didn't want to hear that part.
All right, I held the ground on principle. Maybe we could have gotten that to the floor if I compromised. It wasn't going to move through the Senate anyway, but we still stand on these principles alive. And since then, I started to think, we know the reasons why we don't accept exceptions for the most of us for rape and incest because it's not the baby's fault. But there's another thing. I started to wonder about this. What if it was okay, and what if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out that were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that, considering all the wars and all the rape and pillage that's taken place and whatever happened in culture after society? I know I can't certify that they're not part of a product of that. And I'd like to think every one of the lives of us are as precious as any other life. And that's our measure. Human life cannot be measured. It is the measure itself against which all things are weighed.
Think about what he said. He's pretty much saying that we needed to have rape and incest in order to populate the United States. I mean, that is exactly what he's saying. Not only does he lack the ability to even make policy decisions at all, but he doesn't even have the ability to know what to say, when to say it. I mean, these are things that are in his mind, and it's manifested into his words. And I'm telling you, what ends up happening is it manifests itself into your actions, and that becomes your legacy. He is not good for the Republican Party. He is not good for America, and I hope that they get rid of him.
Trump was asked about this today, and he said, I didn't hear what he said. I haven't been briefed on it, but You know, he probably shouldn't have said it, something to that effect. We'll have that for you later on. We're going to be talking to a former longtime New York lawmaker, a Democrat, not happy with his party's drift towards anti-Semitism, filing a lawsuit against AOC. She blocked him on Twitter. Hey, Donald Trump can't block people on Twitter by, according to a court order. So why can you block me on Twitter? All of that and more, 888-971-SAGE. Do not leave town.
Portions of the Larry Elder Show are brought to you in part by Food for the Poor. Larry's father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
I think it would be a good thing for Israel.
Mr. President, do you think that Steve King needs to resign?
I don't know the situation with Steve King. It looked like I read a statement that supposedly he made. I haven't been briefed on it, but certainly it wasn't a very good statement.
We're going to go to the G7 pretty soon, and I think they're going to meet with Boris Johnson.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Biden still remains the front runner, but Elizabeth Warren catching up on him. A lot of people are concerned about Biden's gaffes and whether or not, as President Trump says, he still has his fastball. All of that and more, 888-971-SAGE. My next guest is a founder of Americans Against Anti-Semitism, served in the New York State Assembly for 36 years. Began as an activist, fought for Jewish immigration from Russia, son of a Holocaust survivor. He now educates the public on Nazi atrocities and fights against anti-Semites and racists, and he wants to prevent the reoccurrence of the genocide. This has been his central mission. Please welcome to the program, Dov Hyken. Dov Hyken, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
Dov, it must have driven you crazy when it was a few weeks ago there was some principal at a high school in Florida, and apparently an unnamed parent wrote him a letter and said, how do you guys teach the Holocaust? And he said, well, I don't take a position personally because a lot of people feel very differently, so I kind of stay out of that. And finally he was reassigned, but he wasn't fired.
Yeah, it's insane what's going on in this country. It's insane about the double standard that goes on when it comes to anti-Semitism and you know, just hate. You know, if it's happening on the left, it's kosher, it's okay. Nobody makes a really big deal about it. Anything on the other side, everyone is examining it, with magnifying everything, and it's just insane. You know, when it comes to the Holocaust, young people have no idea. You know, young people were asked recently, are you familiar with Auschwitz? And one of them said, is that somewhere in Europe? You know, Auschwitz is a place my mother was taken to in 1944 with her mother and other members of her family. And most of the people who went there that day from my family went straight to the gas chambers. That's the Holocaust. And my mother, thank God, survived. But people were tortured to death. People were worked to death. People were experimented on. And people don't know about the Holocaust. Another person was asked, do you know how many people were murdered during the Holocaust? And this lady said, about 8,000. Was it about 8,000? You can go on and on with stories like this. People are just ignorant. And as the generations move on, our grandchildren, our children, our grandchildren, are just not familiar with something that happened in this world that is so beyond comprehension. 2 million children were murdered during the Holocaust. 2 million children. And you have someone like AOC, you know, who thinks she knows everything. I mean, she is an expert on every subject in the world, Larry.
Well, she doesn't know that much about garbage disposals. You have to give her that.
Yeah, I mean, but she pretends, whatever the subject is, she is an expert. And she talks about illegal immigrants coming into this country and compares it to concentration camps and uses the word never again and has doubled down on that. And this past week, she tripled down on it instead of being a little sensitive, instead of understanding that there's a reason why so many people in this country are so upset, so disappointed, why those remaining survivors are so hurt by what she said. No, she doesn't say a word. She doubles down, triples down, and says, I have no regrets. What kind of person is this? What kind of human being is this? 28 years old, I think she is, 29, I'm not sure, who's an expert on every subject in this country, Larry, everything she knows.
Here's what she said. Here's what she said about her comment calling the detention centers concentration camps.
Do you feel on Israel, you said this administration has established concentration camps on the southern border of the United States for immigrants, mm-hmm. where they are being brutalized in dehumanizing conditions and dying. You got a lot of grief for mm-hmm. using the word concentration camps. Mm-hmm. Do you regret that? Or do you think people misinterpret it?
Yeah, well, I think there's a few things at play. One, I don't regret it at all.
Wow.
That is, Larry, that is beyond belief. She doesn't regret it at all. You know, where is there a little humility? Humility. You know, maybe I made a mistake. I mean, you know, you got your whole life in front of you. Maybe you're not an expert on this subject. Larry, I guarantee you, and I wish a reporter would ask her, what was the last book that she read on the Holocaust? Larry, I guarantee you, and I've said this publicly, she has never ever read a book on the Holocaust. She is ignorant. She doesn't know. She doesn't have grandparents or members of her family who were gassed to death, who were worked to death. She has no freaking clue.
But, Dov, this is a woman who's in a party where members of the party are routinely referring to the president as Hitler, as a Nazi, as a fascist. A duly elected president as a Hitler, as a Nazi, as a fascist. And so as far as calling this a detention center a concentration camp, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump away from that.
Well, you know, this has become the new thing now, you know, to call people Hitler, to call, use the word concentration camp, to use the word Gestapo. I mean, we've had Democratic members of Congress refer to ICE agent as Gestapo. Now, the person who said that, Larry, do you think they have any clue what the Gestapo were like?
Dov, what about, you know, the Gestapo, what about,
I mean, do they have any clue?
Al Gore was complaining about George W. Bush, and he said every day they unleash squadrons of, quote, digital brown shirts, close quote, to harass reporters. Digital brown shirts, Dov.
Yeah.
Al Gore. Al Gore.
Look, yeah. Things are really, in my opinion, out of control within the Democratic Party. There are two parts of the Democratic Party. The part that just indulges in anti-Semitism and hate. You know, from Bernie Sanders and on, you know, Bernie Sanders is a Jew, just like I am. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing Jewish about Bernie Sanders. And let me tell you what my point is. He uses his Jewishness. Just recently he said, I am a Jew, I was in a kibbutz in Israel, and that, Larry, justifies him supporting BDS. That justifies the kind of things. I mean, he's talking about cutting aid to Israel. We're talking about aid, that is military aid. Israel is a country, and I want everyone to understand this. Go to a map and try to find the state of Israel on a map of the Middle East. I tell you, you will have difficulty. And the reason for that is because it is so small. It's so tiny.
Well, you will have difficulty finding it on a map in Rashida Tlaib's office, because I understand Israel's not on the map.
Well, that's you know, this trip to that was supposed to take place.
Dov, don't go away. We'll talk about this on the other side. Dov, don't go away. We're going to talk about the fact that Israel is banning Omar and Tlaib from visiting Israel after Donald Trump suggested that Israel ought to ban them. And Dov's going to tell us about his lawsuit against AOC and why. Dov Hyken, don't go away. I'm Larry Elder.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
Do you feel on Israel, you said this administration has established concentration camps on the southern border of the United States for immigrants, mm-hmm. where they are being brutalized in dehumanizing conditions and dying. You got a lot of grief for using mm-hmm. the word concentration camps. Do you mm-hmm. regret that? Or do you think people misinterpret it?
Yeah, well, I think there's a few things at play. One, I don't regret it at all.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products now. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the new radio listener specials. I use a MyPillow. I'm sleeping so much better. And so is my former house guest, who spirited away one of my MyPillows. deep discounts now on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the Body Pillow, regularly $89.99. With promo code Larry, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Body Pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code Larry or call 800-890-1843 for these great radio specials. My guest is Dov Hyken. He is a longtime lawmaker from New York, was on the Assembly for 36 years, founder of an organization called Americans Against Anti-Semitism. I wrote a piece a few years ago called Democrats and the Nazi Card, and I listed some of the examples in which the Democrats have played the Nazi card for politics. For example, when Barry Goldwater won the Republican nomination, the then governor of California, Pat Brown, said, and I'm quoting him, "The stench of fascism is in the air," end of quote. About Ronald Reagan, here is what William Clay, a Democrat from Missouri, said. Reagan was, quote, "trying to replace the Bill of Rights with fascist precepts lifted verbatim from Mein Kampf," end of quote. After Republicans took control of Congress in the mid-1990s, Representative John Dingell compared the newly Republican-controlled House to the Duma in the Reichstag. About President George W. Bush, George Soros says, and I'm quoting him, "he displays the supremacist ideology of Nazi Germany. When I hear Bush say you're either with us or against us, it reminds me of the Germans. The George W. Bush administration and the Nazi regimes and the communist regimes all engaged in politics of fear. Indeed, the Bush administration has been able to improve on the techniques used by the Nazi and communist propaganda machines," close quote, said George Soros. And as I was saying to my guest, Vice President Al Gore said this about George W. Bush. "George W. Bush's executive branch has made it a practice to try and control and intimidate news organizations from PBS to CBS to Newsweek. And every day they unleash squadrons of digital brown shirts to harass and hector any journalist who's critical of the president," end of quote. Dov Hyken rejoins us. Dov, can you comment on any of the things I just now said?
No, look, it's the one thing you didn't mention about me is that I'm a Democrat.
Oh, I said it several times. Yeah.
A Democrat that's very disappointed, and a Democrat who feels that my party has jumped off a cliff. I was saying earlier, there are two parts of the Democratic Party in the sense that there are those who indulge in anti-Semitism, vile, open anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party today, you know, whether it's the stuff with Tlaib Omar and AOC, or it's the stuff with Farrakhan. You know, there are Democrats who think Farrakhan is a wonderful guy. I mean, Cory Booker at one point recently said, I would meet with him. Then he changed his mind a couple of weeks later.
He got hammered and changed his mind, right.
What an incredible double standard. The number one hater in this country. He hates gays. He hates white people. He hates Jews most of all. You know, but he's okay. You know, he does a lot of good stuff, Larry, so it's okay.
And of course, and Dov, a picture of a smiling Barack Obama and Farrakhan surfaced 13 years after the photograph was taken, well after Obama left office.
What about the congregation that that Obama went to,
right,
that never became, unfortunately, to this day, I don't understand that double standard, you know, when they crucify the president on every little thing. You had Barack Obama attending a church of Jeremiah Wright for how many years? Listening to the most vile hatred of America and anti-Semitism and anti-Israel rhetoric. And the media permitted him to get away. I know it's an old story, Larry, but I still don't.
His pastor for some 20 years, and Jeremiah Wright was close friends with Louis Farrakhan. We know he was because they had a church a publication called The Trumpet, and a big picture of Farrakhan on the cover, Man of the Year. But Obama says he never saw that. Never saw the cover of it. Have no idea. His pastor was friends with Farrakhan. Farrakhan was invited to the church to speak before. Come on.
Yeah, Larry, all the things you pointed out before, the comments, statements that are made by Democrats, the most radical type of statements to misuse the Holocaust, that's what they're doing. They are taking the Holocaust, they're using the word Nazi and so much other terminology against people who have a different point of view. You know, this is the, again, I learned this a long time ago, first time I ever ran for office. I found out, you know, I used to think, you know, that liberals, progressives were people who respect that other points of view. What does it mean to be liberal? It means to be, I thought it meant to be understanding that you can have another point of view and you're entitled to that point.
Dov, we're take a break here. You finish the thought on the other side, Dov. We're going to take a quick break.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned. El Dorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
We're at a moment in the country right now which I think, you know, the left should do some soul searching too, right? We don't want to hear anything that we've long said this about the right, but I think the left, I'm a journalist, but the left as a rule does not want to hear thoughtful disagreement.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. It is $200 Thursday. What could you do today with $200? I'm serious. Would you take your family to the movies, go for a pizza afterwards, get tickets to a concert, or maybe just a romantic steak dinner for two at a nice restaurant with a little bit of wine? Well, instead of any of those things, if you've got a big heart, your $200 could provide 5,000 meals for children and families displaced in Latin America through Food for the Poor. Cesar Guevara is in Colombia and says many of the people starving fled middle-class lives in Venezuela before it collapsed and are now facing starvation.
It's poverty that they've never seen. So these families that are basically running for their lives to get basic necessities as food before were probably had, you know, a regular job. They had a home. They had, you know, a normal, what we can consider a normal life with having, you know, a shelter, water, electricity, mm-hmm. and now they're running to get food.
And you can help. Any donation, of course, is welcome, but your one-time gift of $200 will let Food for the Poor provide 5,000 meals for displaced children and their families desperate for food. Just go to LarryElder.com, click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. Remember, $200 provides 5,000 meals, but any amount will help. Obviously, the more the better. Again, LarryElder.com or call toll-free 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-HOPE. My guest is Dov Hyken, longtime member of the New York State Assembly. As a Democrat, he's still a Democrat, served in the Assembly for 36 years, founder of Americans Against Antisemitism. Dov, before the break, you were saying that Democrats or liberals used to be tolerant of other points of view. No mas.
Well, you know, at least philosophically, they're supposed to be. That was what I thought a long, long time ago, but it's not... It's so not true. They only if it's their point of view is it okay. They are the most intolerant people in this country. It's just amazing. It's such a farce, the idea of being open-minded, of, you know, being able to speak your mind and having a different point of view on many of the issues in this country. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. If it's not their way, they call you a fascist or worse than that. They call you all kinds of names, and that's very, very unfortunate. You know, I tell people, you know, you got to take a vacation from the Democratic Party in 2020. You know, people want to become Republicans, you know, God bless them. You know, they can do that. But I think we need to send a message to the Democratic Party. The people in the Democratic Party, as I was saying before, who are vile anti-Semites, that's one thing. But the worst part of it, Larry, are the people who are silent. Mm-hmm. The people who don't say anything. You know, today, Senator Schumer woke up. You know, he was sleeping, like, for a long, long time. He suddenly woke up to criticize Israel for not letting Tlaib and Omar into the country. Now, this is a man, Larry. I have listened to him for 20 years when he would come to synagogue community centers, to Jewish crowds. He would always tell the crowd the same story. My God, can you imagine listening to the same story for 20 years? I mean, it can really, you know, get to you. But the story was the following. He said to people, do you know what my name means, Schumer, Schumer? And he said, well, Schumer means Shomer. In Hebrew, Shomer means watcher. And Schumer would say to the crowd, I am the watcher of the Jewish people. I am there to defend the Jewish people. He has been the worst hypocrite I have ever seen in my life. He's a total fraud. You know, he didn't say one word about Tlaib, one word about Omar. But today, he's criticizing Israel for not letting these two anti-Semites into the country. Can you imagine this? This is the Shomer, the protector of the Jewish people. What a total freaking fraud he is. And Nancy Pelosi says, just, what was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, she said, out there, everyone covered it. She said, to support BDS, and I hate quoting Nancy Pelosi, there's little I agree with, but she said, BDS is anti-Semitism. That's mm-hmm. what she said.
And so did Schumer.
Well, that's what she said. Mm-hmm. So she's got a bunch of members in her caucus who are freaking anti-Semites.
Right. And they couldn't do a resolution specifically condemning Ilhan Omar for the remarks she made. They watered it down and just condemned hatred in general.
That was the biggest farce. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget when Nancy Pelosi said after the Benjamins and due loyalty. I mean that's the kind of stuff that
and Israel has hypnotized the world.
Yeah. So I'll never forget this. Tomorrow, she said, we are going to pass a resolution, you know, to condemn this. And it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
They passed a resolution that Omar Talley voted for gladly.
Mm-hmm.
When you compromise with hate, you are guilty of that hate as well. You may not call me an effing Jew. You may not say the kind of things that these two people say. But if you're silent when they're saying it because it is politically correct to be silent, only if it's a Republican, then you open your mouth. But if it's a fellow Democrat indulging in anti-Semitism, you're silent. Politically correct. That's dangerous.
My guest is Dov Hyken, founder of Americans Against Anti-Semitism, served in the New York State Assembly for 36 years as a Democrat. He's still a Democrat. A quick story, Dov. When Lanny Davis decided to campaign for Joe Lieberman in Connecticut, the left wanted his opponent to win, Ned Lamont, because Ned Lamont was an opponent of the war, and Lieberman was one of the few Democrats that supported the Iraq War. So Lanny Davis campaigned for him, and Lanny Davis got hammered, got death threats. He said, I am stunned. I thought our side was open-minded and liberal. Here I am supporting a longtime Democrat, and just because he supports the war and Ned Lamont does not, I'm now getting death threats. He was stunned. He said, I thought the intolerance was all on the other side. Now I realize we are just as intolerant as we've been accusing the Republicans of being.
Yeah, well, look, that we go back to the idea being open-minded, respecting other people's points of view.
Right.
I mean, isn't this what they criticize about the president? Isn't this what they are busy with day and night? It's so sickening to watch.
Well, Dov, we're going to take another break. We come back. I want to find out about your lawsuit, and I want to ask you, why are you still a Democrat? 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Dov Hyken, do not leave town.
Larry Elder, all true, all devastated.
You're like water for my soul when it gets thirsty.
Now back to the sage, Larry Elder.
Hi, Larry. I don't believe it that you should be able to protest in front of somebody's house, camp out or whatever. That's ridiculous. They have to be 1 mile away if they want to protest a candidate. And I know somebody in Minnesota here who's just been abused by people camping out and making noise in front of his house and stuff like that. So 1 mile away, or again, fines or jail time. Same thing for anti-protesters. If you have a permit and you want to protest against that, you can protest, but it's 1 mile away.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. My last few minutes with my guest, Dov Hyken, founder of Americans Against Anti-Semitism, served in the New York State Assembly for 36 years as a Democrat, still a Democrat, son of Holocaust survivors. Dov, real quickly, tell us about your lawsuit against AOC, and then why are you still a Democrat?
Well, the lawsuit is very, very simple. I've taken her to task many times on things that she has said. I've never crossed the line in terms of being nasty on Twitter. And suddenly, one day, back in July, she decides to remove me so that I can't be part of the conversation. It so happened, Larry, that it was the exact same day that the Court of Appeals came down with a ruling regarding Trump that, your First Amendment rights, you cannot be removed from Twitter, et cetera. It was literally the same day.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours after the ruling, we had filed a case in federal court. And that case is now moving, the very latest from only in the last 24 hours. Their lawyers have responded, and we're scratching our heads because we can't figure this one out. She says that she removed me for no real reason. It wasn't because of anything I said. even though I was quite outspoken in terms of the issues that she raised. And number two, you got to hear this, her Twitter account that has millions of followers, it's not really her official thing. I mean, it's just insane. It makes no sense. I mean, the president, by the way, made the same argument with his. She has, you know what's really incredible, Larry? She has millions of followers. She talks about it. She brags about it, right? Fine. Great. Why in God's name did you remove me? What is she afraid of?
Why are you still, Dov Hykin, a Democrat?
Now, that's a great question. So let me tell you, let me answer
this. And you have 45 seconds to answer.
I'm a great American. I love this country. I'm a very, very proud Jew. And I remain a Democrat because it was a time when I felt, you know, maybe something can change. And, you know, I want to be able to speak out as I do, and I've done all my life. I have supported many Republicans because I've always told people, you know, I'm not a blind Democrat, and no one should be a blind anything. You do what you think is right.
Dove, are you going to support Trump in 2020?
I can't imagine supporting any Democrat.
Got it. Dove Hykin, Americans Against Anti-Semitism. Dove, thank you very much. You were wonderful. I hope we talk
Thanks
again.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
You got it. 888-971-SAGE. Do not leave town.